If April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring? The answer to the riddle, of course, is pilgrims. The joke works because almost everyone knows a little about the pilgrims. We've heard how they left England and came to America in search of religious freedom. But that's not even close to the whole story. For starters, the pilgrims didn't go to America when they left England. Not at first, anyway. The real deal story of the Mayflower begins way back in the 1530s, when King Henry VIII made some big changes to religion in England. King Henry wanted a son who could grow up to be the King of England, too. He and his first wife only had a daughter, though. Henry decided the solution was to get divorced and marry someone else with whom he might have a son. But the Roman Catholic Church was the official church in England then, and it did not allow divorce. King Henry went all the way to the Pope, the leader of the whole Catholic Church, to argue that he should be able to leave his wife and marry a new one. When the Pope said no, Henry decided to break away from the Catholic Church and start his own. From then on, the Church of England would be the official church of the land. King Henry wasn't the only one who had issues with the Roman Catholic Church at that time. Many complained that Catholic leaders had too much power and wealth. But not everyone liked King Henry's new church either. Some thought it was too similar to the Catholic Church. One group, called the Puritans, wanted the new church to be purified of all the old practices. Other people didn't think that was enough. They were called separatists, because they wanted to separate from the Church of England completely and have their own religion. The separatists thought that true Christian believers should come together in their own small churches. They wanted those churches to be independent, so members could study the Bible and make decisions on their own. William Brewster, who was the postmaster of a village called Scrooby, decided to start a church in his own house. It was a risky idea. Back then, people who didn't follow the Church of England could be thrown in jail. Government officials were watching the separatists' houses day and night. Some of them did get thrown in jail. You can probably understand why leaving England was starting to seem like a good idea. So, that's when the separatists set sail for America, right? Wrong. They went to Holland.